Welcome, Chiefs Kingdom, to another episode of the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast. I'm Jason Thomas, the host, and I'm also a blogger at arrowheadfanatic.com. Give it a look sometime if you're bored and just want somebody else's opinion on some Chiefs stuff. This episode is kind of big. It's, you know, the Chargers, and they're coming in Arrowhead on a Thursday night. They are 10-3, while the Chiefs are 11-2. You know, they're division rivals, and they have the two best records in the entire AFC. The Chargers enter this game with the number 5 scoring offense, averaging a little over 28 points a game, and they also have the number 6 scoring defense, allowing just under 21 points per game. And the Chiefs, they have the number 1 scoring offense at just over 36 points per game, and the number 28 scoring defense giving up exactly 27 points a game right now. The Chiefs do have a win streak against the Chargers, winning the last 9 games in a row. But don't let that fool you. This game could definitely turn into a dogfight. The first game between these teams back in week 1 ended up being a 38-28 victory for the Chiefs. And it was kind of a strange game. The scoring started on a punt return for a touchdown by Tyreek Hill. And then on the next drive, Hill caught a 58-yard touchdown from Mahomes. And it gave the Chiefs a big 14-3 lead early. And this kind of led to the game being strange and a strange game script, where Mahomes just completed 15 passes on the day, but they went for 256 yards and 4 touchdowns. Looking back at that game this week, Mahomes has improved so much since that first game. You know, the Chargers, if they think they're facing the same quarterback, they're going to stumble out of the gate. Now, Kareem Hunt, he struggled in that first game. He carried the ball 16 times and just gained 49 yards. And the Chiefs as a whole just gained 362 yards in that game. That is their third lowest yardage total of the season. But on the other hand, the Chiefs scored 38 points on just 55 plays. That's insane. And the Chargers were also able to hold Travis Kelce to one catch for 6 yards. But Hill had, you know, just absolute monster game, catching 7 passes for 169 yards, 2 receiving touchdowns, and then the 1 punt return for a touchdown. The Chargers offense did rack up 551 yards trying to get back in the game, which is by far the most the Chiefs defense has given up this year. The Chiefs were not able to generate a lot of pressure against Phillip Rivers. If you remember back, it was like over 100 degrees on the field, and being the first game of the year, the Chiefs pass rush just struggled, especially as the game went on. But Dee Ford did have a good game. He got the Chiefs 1 sack that they had that day, and he also recorded 4 quarterback hits. Chargers running backs absolutely killed us in that game. They had 20 carries for 103 yards. But they really killed the Chiefs catching the ball out of the backfield. They caught 14 passes for 189 yards and 1 touchdown. The receiving duo of Keenan Allen and Mike Williams for the Chargers also caught 13 passes for another 189 yards and a touchdown. The Chiefs defense played a lot of bend but don't break with the lead, and they just couldn't get off the field. Leading to the Chargers leading the time of possession by almost 9 minutes. But the Chiefs did win the turnover battle 2-0. All right, now I kind of recapped the previous game. Let's talk about how the Chiefs and Chargers are both dealing with a lot of injuries. I'm going into this late season game on 4 days rest. And the biggest question mark seems to be at running back for both teams. The Chargers starting running back Melvin Gordon has missed the last 2 games with an MCL sprain. And then backup Austin Eckler was unable to finish the game last week after a big hit. He had some stingers. He was evaluated for a concussion. But basically, he just got got banged up, and it looks like he probably won't play. There have been some reports that neither one of those guys are probably going to play. That they'll probably, see how they feel before the game, but it seems very unlikely. And I know there's a lot of talk about Melvin Gordon, but Austin Eckler had been the guy that had really killed the Chiefs over the last couple of years. He's such a good receiver out of the backfield. And with Melvin Gordon, you know what he can do. But Austin Eckler, he could really make some things happen. It now looks like a rookie Justin Jackson will probably be the Chargers' main back. He's played a little bit this season. He is averaging 5.1 yards per carry, and he's gained a total of 139 rushing yards. And he's a good receiver, too. He's got 5 receptions for 61 yards and hasn't dropped a pass yet. Now, of course, the Chiefs lost Kareem Hunt a couple years ago. Well, they didn't lose him. They cut him. But the Chiefs' main running back since then has been Spencer Ware. And he sprained his shoulder and pulled a hamstring against the Ravens last week. So it's looking like he might not be able to play, or at least definitely won't be anywhere near full strength for that game. And the Chiefs are also probably likely to be without starting left guard Cam Irving, who is dealing with a knee injury. It got banged up fairly early in the Ravens game, and he hasn't practiced through the first 2 days this week. So if he did play Thursday night, it would be kind of one of those things where he just rested for a few days and then just showed up and played. Now, his replacement, Jeff Allen, is a good guard. The Chiefs can survive with him in there. But if they have another injury, it's starting to get kind of worrisome. You're starting to get in, to the bottom of your depth of a lineman, and you don't really want to test that out too much against a team that can rush the passer like the Chargers. Tyreek Hill was also banged up in that game, but he did practice today. It's Tuesday. He was able to move, and it looks like he's going to be able to go Thursday night. And then there is the big possibility that Eric Berry makes his season debut this Thursday night, which if he does, the emotional high from that will be awesome. And I can't imagine that not really helping out this defense and giving them some fire, especially with it looking like there could be some weather. The last weather report I saw said it would be, low to mid 30s with some really heavily gusting winds. I think they said from 14 to 30 mile an hour gusts, and then a 50-50 shot of rain during the game. And I just think Mahomes, as far as throwing, will be able to throw much better than Rivers will be able to in those conditions. And if Eric Berry's out there, that's the one thing that could turn this game into a blowout, and that would be awesome for the Chiefs to get an easy one this week. But after beating, the Chargers 9 games in a row, I can't imagine it being that easy. It just doesn't work like that in the NFL. Now that at home, at home, the Chiefs defense is giving up just 19 points a game, and I believe it will be very important for the defense to step up Thursday night. It's time, guys. It's time for the Chiefs defense to make a statement. The playoffs are coming, and they need to show the rest of the playoff teams in the AFC that it won't be easy to come into Arrowhead and score come January. The Chiefs also need to win this game just to make sure that they get that home field advantage through the playoffs. Because after this game against the Chargers, they go to Seattle. And that will be just a brutal game. Seattle is kind of similar to the Ravens in ways, except Russell Wilson is a better quarterback. And, the Chiefs will have to travel there and play on the road. And you don't really want to go into that game as a must win. In Phillip Rivers' last 4 games at Arrowhead, he has just averaged 22 completions, going for 256 yards. He hasn't really torn it up. He has also just thrown for 2 touchdowns in those 4 games to go with 6 interceptions, and his combined quarterback rating for those four games is 68.3, which if you look at his overall stats, you know, he's been much better than you would think watching him play against the Chiefs. His season stats the last two or three years have been very good, but I usually just watch him when he's playing the Chiefs and you think that he's an old man that's falling apart because he plays so terribly against the Chiefs. And Rivers, in those four games was sacked 15 times by the Chiefs. And I think that's very important. I think the Chiefs need to go out and shut down the Chargers run game early. They're going to have a backup running back in there. He's going to have some fresh legs, but they need to go out there and stop him. And then they need to build a lead early and force Phillip Rivers to throw and force him to throw in these elements and throw against this Chiefs pass rush that has been improving each week. Justin Houston, D. Ford, Chris Jones, and then, you know, you can throw Tano Passanio in there. He can get to the quarterback. Rivers and the Chargers offense will make some plays in this game, but the Chiefs defense will have opportunities to get turnovers. And if Eric Berry does play, you know, like I said earlier, the energy on the field is going to be crazy, but the energy from the crowd is going to be unbearable for the Chargers. It's just going to be a heavy, heavy burden for them to overcome. I did see a NFL matchup on ESPN. I follow them on Twitter, and they post some different stats and stuff. They're a really good follow if you don't follow them. And they kind of put a stat up talking about the least amount of pressure allowed. And the Chargers are, eighth? In the league, they've only allowed pressure on a little over 25% of the snaps. So their offensive line does a good job. And that's why, you know, this Chiefs pass rush will be so important. And then they also show the worst teams at allowing pressure. And the Chiefs are, 28th in the league at allowing pressure, the fifth worst. They allow pressure over 33% of the time. And last week sure didn't help. There's another guy I follow on Twitter named Scott Kazmaier. He's with Pro Football Outsiders. And he was talking about, in a tweet, about how Mahomes was pressured on 30 of his 53 dropbacks in the game. The next closest quarterback to him last week was 15 by Goff against the Bears. And you saw how bad Goff looked against the Bears with the cold, and Mahomes was able to go out against, you know, that good of a secondary and do what he did. It just makes it that much more amazing. And this graphic shows that Mahomes is used to getting heavily pressured, and he can still survive and still make plays. You know, this Chiefs offense is going to face a very good pass rush, and it's a pass rush that's been improving over the last four games. The Chargers have 32 sacks as a team, but Joey Bosa's been back for four games and he has four sacks. He's, you know, getting to the quarterback. Another kind of odd stat about the Chargers is they have 14 different players with at least half a sack. So they're bringing pressures. And as good as Bosa has been over the last four games, really the star of this Chargers defense is their rookie safety, Derwin James. He gives the Chargers a safety that can do everything. He's really not all that different from an Eric Berry. James leads the Chargers with 88 tackles. He's tied for first with three interceptions. He's first in passes defended with 12, and he's fourth with sacks at 3.5. And this Chiefs offense will have to keep an eye on him and Bosa in this game. You don't want those two guys to wreck the game for you. And James did have the one Charger sack on Mahomes in their first meeting. I'm really interested to see if Spencer Ware gets to play in this game. Because if he doesn't, I expect Darrell Williams to get some game time. This could be a game where he gets a lot of carries. And if he doesn't play a lot and wear plays, I expect him to get quite a few carries. I really like Damian Williams, but he doesn't seem to be a back that's going to be your main back. He's more effective, you know, rushing the ball 5 to 8 times and making the kind of difficult pass catching plays that a lot of running backs have, you know, trouble with. And we need a guy like that that can go out there and run really good routes on third down. And I could see Damian Williams and Darrell Williams being a very effective duo together. And I'd really like to see them get to play Thursday night. I think Darrell Williams could actually be the playmaker out of our running backs. Williams and Ware, they get some extra yardage. They do some nice things, but they are not going to necessarily bust off the big plays. And I think Darrell Williams might be able to give you a little bit of that if he can show that mentally he can handle the game and not fumble the football. I do expect the Chargers to double Hill and Kelsey. I mentioned earlier that Kelsey had a really bad game in week one against them, and Hill had a great game. So I think they're going to do everything they can just to shut those two guys down and make the rest of the team beat them. And that means, you know, this could be a big week for guys like Chris Conley and Demetrius Harris and DeMarcus Robinson and possibly even Kelvin Benjamin if he gets to see some snaps. I expect to see a couple of those guys really step up. And if I had to guess, it would probably be Demetrius Harris and then DeMarcus Robinson, or if Kelvin Benjamin's getting some snaps in the slot, maybe him. The Chargers have two, you know, good corners on the outside. So if Conley is our number two receiver, I can't see him getting open consistently in this game. And Demetrius Harris, as much as I've kind of ragged on the guy over the years, he is a big-time matchup problem for teams. If he can just catch the ball and keep his balance and keep his feet, he can definitely make some plays. I hate to rely on him, but that really is where we're at. And DeMarcus Robinson in that Ravens game kind of showed he's a little bit immature, getting some of the penalties. He just doesn't look like a guy who can go out there and play smartly every week. And that hurts as a Chiefs fan, because this is his third year. If he doesn't have it by now, he's not getting it. So I'm not really sure how much we have in DeMarcus Robinson long term. The Chiefs really need to step it up on special teams this week. The Chargers are notoriously bad on special teams, and the Chiefs need some good returns. They need to set themselves up on defense in this weather, or excuse me, on offense in this weather, and make things a little bit easier for them. And they haven't really been getting returns over the last few weeks. People are kicking away from Tyreek Hill, and now that he's hobbled up, they can angle kicks and kick it to him, and he doesn't have quite that speed to be able to run across the field and lose everybody. And, you know, when teams are kicking kickoffs, they're just kicking them deep in the end zone, and we're not having a chance to bring them out. And then, of course, you know, it's putting a lot of extra strain on my heart to see Harrison Butker. He's a very good kicker. I know that, but man, he's missed some extra points this year. He's missed a field goal or two. And then this last Sunday against the Ravens, he missed a kick from 51 yards, which I can understand that. But the game winner from 43, that's something that you really need as a team. And if the Chiefs had lost that game, it would be brutal. So I would really like to see him go an entire game and not miss any extra points, not miss any field goals, kind of get his confidence, you know, ramping up for the playoffs. I'm going to go ahead and pick the Chiefs over the Chargers 30-23 in a game that just never gets very comfortable. Patrick Mahomes and the Arrowhead crowd give me a lot of confidence. And I know the Chiefs just won a brutally hard-fought game against the Ravens Sunday, and they're banged up. But I'm really hoping that, you know, Eric Berry, Justin Houston, and Dee Ford can take over this game and take some of the pressure off of Mahomes to do everything. If the Chiefs defense shows up in this game, this could be an easier game for the Chiefs to win. And I really wish they would do that because I'm tired of these heart attacks, guys. I mean, I'm not literally having heart attacks, but man, it feels like it sometimes. And I know you know what I'm saying out there if you watch these games. That's all I got. Go Chiefs.